I think, you know, coming from a small town, you never really expect something like that. And I don't think anyone ever would have expected that a training camp would be in West Virginia anyway, just because there's no franchises here. But, you know, you can't ask for a better opportunity to be in your surroundings. I mean, the scenery here is what I grew up with. This is what I like. And the guys on the team really appreciate it, too, because they're not used to seeing this kind of place. So, for me, it's nice to be home, but it's good to see the other guys appreciate it, too.
Anybody pick your brain about what it's going to be like practicing here weather-wise?
There was a lot of that, yeah. And, you know, and they all seem to think that, you know, it's so far up in the mountains that it doesn't get hot. And that, you know, so I know that it still gets warm here, but it's just not quite going to be the New Orleans humidity. And, you know, even when guys think it gets hot, they have to realize that in New Orleans, 85 degrees is really a good day. So it's been beautiful here. And even today with the rain, I think it feels awesome.
You've been in the league a long time, 15 years, going on 16. Drew said he could play another 10 years. And he's serious when he says that. What about him makes you believe he realistically might have a chance?
Well, you see a guy that, you know, in relative terms, he's really not very old, but in NFL terms, you know, him and I both are pretty old, according to NFL. So, but you see a guy like him, the way he works and the way he performs, you don't see him slowing down, and the work ethic that he has. And really, any guys that start getting up in age, they have to work harder because they can't keep up with 22-year-olds just by natural, you know, ability. So you see him work, there's no reason to believe he couldn't do it.
Do you ever think you'd be in the league this long?
When you originally have that dream as a kid to do something, and then when you start maturing and realizing what that dream takes to get there, you don't set a timeline, you just set a get there and do well. And then when you get here, then you start thinking, I want to do this as long as I can do it. So as of now, I've seen myself doing it till over 40, but you know, we'll see how that plays out.
And now, Shane, looking at your career average, right on the 85%, that's amongst the best in NFL history. But then when you look at it, I guess you play long enough, you'll play for different teams, but it's just maybe at times being a little inconsistent when you play like seven different teams, considering you have such a high percentage.
Well, just playing for several different teams doesn't make you inconsistent. It makes the job opportunities inconsistent. So when you play for a team where you're filling in for an injury, when that injury is healed, it's time to go and that person's back. So it doesn't necessarily mean your play wasn't good enough, because a lot of those teams, you don't even miss with them. But you know that their starter, it's fair for him to come back and get the job. So it doesn't necessarily mean that a team didn't want you anymore. It just meant your opportunity was what it was. You knew what it was going to be, and then you move on.
Shane, you know what it's like to come to camp and not have a job guaranteed. What's that like?
Well, except for a handful of people, you got to imagine that's how everyone in the NFL is, because you've got to compete. It's a high-level competition. It's the best in the world. So you've always got to come out and compete against yourself above all, and then you've got to do better than your competition.
Well, it's a little bit different for you, though, because you're competing for one job, where other guys might be competing. You know, there's a backup job. There might even be a backup to a backup.
Well, and for my job, it's a competition, but it's really not against anyone. It's against myself. And even Derek thinks the same way. He knows that him and I don't go head-to-head. We perform our best, and really that's all we can control. So outside of that, it's just a matter of giving your best performance.